Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Colonial Inn Open Mic. I'm Ellen Schmidt, your host. We are going to have a magnificent evening, very talented featured performers and mini set performer, and lots of wonderful open micers. And so I'm really excited. I want to tell you that Ira Grauman, our sound volunteer, is at the board. Please give him a hand. And right here next to me is Dan Tabin, who is assisting him tonight and also taking pictures of everyone. Please, a big hand for Dan Tabin. We also have John McClain, who's been a guest host many times and will be again tonight. He's back there. Give him a hand. And behind the bar is the gentleman who will take care of your needs, your food needs, your drink needs. His name is Subas. He's a great guy. Give him a hand and be generous to him. This here is the tip jar, and we're not allowed to pass it around the room, but when you want to reward the featured performers, that's where you'll put the money. And I usually put some in there, and I haven't yet, so I will go and do that. So John McClain has the list, but I'll just read the first few names, and then you can check with him. He'll also be reminding you. We'll have open mic until 7:30. Then we'll have Junko Ogawa's mini set. Then three more open micers. Then we will have our first featured artist, Lloyd Thayer, at 8. Our second featured artist, Carolyn Waters, will be performing with Seth Conley at 8:30, and then more open mic. So it's going to get very busy here tonight. Get to know your neighbors. Downstairs in the Heritage Room, there's plenty of room to store your instruments and warm up. So I'll introduce Dan Tabin. He's a wonderful songwriter. He's going to be featuring at the Act 3 open mic, which we'll be moving to on September 9th. He'll be featuring there on October 7th and co-featuring, right? Is that right?
14th.
Okay. I'll believe him. 14th, the same night that Jane Fallon is featuring, and she's also in the room tonight. So the first few performers will be Dan Tabin, John McClain, Wendy Wolfberg, John Loretz, Johnny Flaherty, and Mel Gluskin. So now, please, a warm welcome for Dan Tabin.
Thank you, Ellen. So I spent the weekend at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival out in Massachusetts, New York border. And it was like a lot of great music and totally perfect weather. But you're not getting the guitar. No? Okay, first let's check whether this is a... No, it's a mono cable. Anything now? I'm hearing something. Okay. But as I was saying, I'm a crew chief on one of the volunteer crews, so I spend like 14-hour days doing that. So I'm kind of fried here. So I figured just to maximize my chances of crashing and burning up here, I would try doing a song that I just wrote last Wednesday. And so not only do I not know it, but I'm not even sure it's done yet. But here it is. Get this closer. I'm sitting on the settee, but there's nothing on TV, and the iPhone won't connect. So there's no one I can call. I pick up my guitar and play a simple chord. than simply sit there staring at the wall. 'Cause it's hard to write a song about first world problems. You end up sounding whiny, self-entitled like a jerk. I could be crouching in the dark while missiles miss their mark. But the toughest test I'm facing is the TiVo didn't work. I open up the frigid air and wonder if there's something there to ease that peckish interval between lunch and dinner time. Although it's full of dishes, nothing satisfies my itches. So I sit at the piano, but no verses come to mind. 'Cause it's hard to write a song about first world problems. All world problems. You always sound so petty, trying to work the referee. I might have traded my last cent for a bowl of rice and lentil, but instead I have to choose between the Gouda and the Brie. A train, take me to the city, working for a corporation. The job is kind of boring, I'd rather still be snoring. I strum a little mandolin but get no inspiration, 'cause it's hard to write a song about first world problems. Put down on paper, they're trivial and trite. I might be sweltering in the dark. No, sorry, sweltering every day, picking crops for meager pay. Instead, I'm here complaining about my sorry plight. Seems better count my blessings every night.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dan Tappan. One more hand for Dan Tappan.